Bonus chapter. This book is squarely aimed at podcasting beginners, but I just had to include this chapter for those of you who are looking to take their podcasting to the next level. There's one question that's asked more than any other in the podcasting world. What's the best podcasting microphone? I went into this a little detail earlier in the book, but the microphones shown there are definitely for the entry podcaster. Don't get me wrong, you can create great podcasts with these mics, and many will happily spend years podcasting with them. But there are always those that like the gadgets and get a hold of the best kit available. For those people, I include this list on the best podcasting microphones out there. Before the list itself, though, we need to look a little deeper into the category of microphone. This should arm you with the info needed to decide what's best for you. Do I need a condenser microphone for podcasting? If you want that extra level of depth to your podcast, it might be worth going for a condenser microphone. Condenser microphones work in an entirely different, unfathomable way from standard dynamic mics, but suffice it to say, they introduce a far higher level of quality to your recordings. The only problem is, because of their sensitivity, they tend to pick up a lot of background noise, so you need a nice, quiet recording environment to take advantage of the quality they offer. They also tend to be a lot more fragile, so they're not good for carrying around in your bag. The other disadvantage is that the condenser microphones need external power. This normally comes through a phantom power supply provided by either a mixing desk, your digital recorder, or a battery in the microphone. Digital recorders or mixing decks are a good investment themselves as they provide a lot more flexibility, but that's an extra investment too. And to be honest, for most podcasting setups, they tend to be overkill. Essentially, if you want the best quality, but plan to only record from your desk using a mic stand in a very quiet environment, then a condenser might be for you. A good example of an entry-level condenser microphone is the Samsung C01 Studio condenser mic. High-quality podcasting microphones. A little proviso first. When I say high-quality, I'm not going into the realms of professional mics, such as the Podcaster's Dream, the Heil PR40. I'll just look at those that are within the normal podcaster's budget, but provide great quality recordings. These are well above the price range of the mics that I mentioned in the earlier microphone section, but still a fair bit off the £300 or so for the Heil PR40. In the first group are a pair of USB microphones that have been used by podcasters and general audio producers the world over. The first is the Blue Yeti USB microphone, which comes in at around £125. The Blue Yeti offers amazing quality audio and is amazingly easy to use since its USB connection. This also bypasses the sound card on your computer, making sure that you get the best quality recording no matter what equipment your computer supports. The next, if the Blue Yeti is a little above your budget, is its little brother, the Blue Snowball microphone. Its RRP is around £85, but I've seen it on sale at a little over £50. If you can find the Snowball at that price, it's an absolute bargain, and it's well worth the RRP price tag. At this level, you can also get some really good quality condenser microphones. I personally use the MXL990 condenser microphone for all my recording, and I mount it on the Jamstands JS-MCTB50 short mic stand. I'm not sure what the RRP is, but I found it for £79, and it's been worth every penny. The mic sits on its own stand next to my desk, and I pull it up to the desk every time I need to do a recording. Conclusion. The two factors that determine what microphone you should go for are number one, your recording environment, and number two, your budget. Buy as expensive a mic as you can afford. As with everything, the more you spend, the better quality you'll get. But this only goes up to a point. You can spend hundreds, but if you need a lot more knowledge and more professional support equipment to take advantage of the quality offered by the Heil PR40, save that for a couple years down the line when you become an audio production guru and stick with something like the Blue Yeti for now. The question of dynamic versus condenser microphone comes down to where you normally record and how much kit you want to use. If you have a nice, quiet, regular recording room, then a condenser microphone could be worth buying. You won't be able to take it everywhere easily, and you'll need a mixer or digital recorder to provide the power, unless you find a battery-powered mic. But the depth of your recordings will be great, and you'll definitely stand out. Whatever you choose, enjoy it, and remember that the main thing is, keep on releasing those podcasts.